Lord knows we're nothing. He knowed that when He saved me. He knowed that when He called me. And all He ever wants me to be is nothing. That's all the Lord ever wants me to be is nothing. And let Him be everything. That's why the Word of God says that I must decrease, that He might increase. God help me just to be nothing here this morning. Let Him be everything. I don't want my name ever to be to this world as being anything. Yet God, I just want my Lord and Savior to be lifted up high. Because He said if He be lifted up, He'd draw all men. My name won't draw nothing. It sure won't. But I'm thankful today for the Lord. Let's pray just a little bit. We're going to read over in the book of Jeremiah. We'll try our best to bring out what the Lord give us here. We'll start in the first verse of the second chapter of the book of Jeremiah. Probably very familiar, most of this is. I hope so. I say that a lot of times. I hope this is familiar to you. I hope we read and we study the Word of God. We're going to start there in the first verse, the second chapter of Jeremiah. It says, "Moreover, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Go and cry in the ears of Jerusalem, saying, Thus saith the Lord, I remember thee, the kindness of thy youth, the love of thy espousals, when thou wentest after me in the wilderness, in a land that was not sown. Israel was holy unto the Lord, and the first fruits of his increase. All that devour him shall offend. Evil shall come upon them, saith the Lord. Hear ye the word of the Lord, O house of Jacob, and all the families of the house of Israel. Thus saith the Lord, What iniquity have your fathers found in me, that they are gone far from me, and have walked after vanity and become vain? Neither said they, Where is the Lord that brought us up out of the land of Egypt, and led us through the wilderness, through a land of deserts and of pits, through a land of drought and of the shadow of death, through a land that no man passed through, and where no man dwelt? And I brought you into a plentiful country, to eat fruit thereof, and the goodness thereof. But when ye entered, ye defiled my land, and made mine heritage an abomination. The priest said not, Where is the Lord? And they that handled the law knew me not. The pastors also transgressed against me, and the prophets prophesied by Baal, and they walked after things that do not profit. Wherefore, I will yet plead with you, saith the Lord, and with your children's children will I plead. For pass over this isle of Chittim and see, and send unto Kedar, and consider diligently, hath the nation changed their gods, which are yet no gods, but my people have changed their glory for that which doth not profit. Be astonished, O ye heavens, at this, and be horribly afraid. Be ye very desolate, saith the Lord, for my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, and hewn them out cisterns, broken cisterns, that can hold no water. Is Israel a servant? Is he a homeborn slave? Why is he spoiled? I'll stop right there for just a little bit, and I'll just tell you this morning, Lord's worked with us on this scripture a little this morning, and I'm going to take my time and tell you some of the things that's already been talked about this morning, about being thankful and about if it hadn't been for the Lord, then these things we wouldn't have, and about those that endured to the end, and things of that nature. Some of these things have already been thought about in our heart this morning. I got up, Darrell, I went all week trying our best to study and to see what God had for us to preach this morning, Bobby. Trying to know, and that's why I told you
this morning when we opened up that it's a precious and it's a serious time we come together to have a message from God. All week this week, Chris, I've been trying to study, trying to find, trying to read. I couldn't get a hold of a thing all week this week. Last night, laying there scared to death, got up this morning scared to death, and I say, Lord, where are you? And I say, Lord, what's the message? Lord, I can't come up with one. I don't know how to preach, Matthew. I don't know how to bring a message. It's not for me, church. I don't just get up and go find something and just come in with it. Hey, I got to pray in there. I got to say, Lord, where are you? Lord, what's the message? God took us over here and we got to thinking about some things in the Word of God. And it's like the Lord just started opening it up unto us. And my heart got to feeling better. I got to feeling strength in the Lord. I got to thank you, Lord, thank you that you didn't make me have to walk in alone this morning. Lord, I'm thankful. I know there's a people that's going to be coming to church this morning that's in need of a message that's wanting to hear from God.
I'm thankful this morning if it hadn't been for the Lord. I'm thankful. I didn't do what it felt like doing. I'd just so run scared this morning, hop the vehicle headed as far away from here as I could have got.
But I knew better.
I knew the Lord knows people was going to show up wanting something this morning. He'd see what was needful. I got to thinking there about Jeremiah and this. Got to thinking about that and how these people over here in this day and hour. God had blessed them. God had brought them through a wilderness place. God had brought them up out of all their bondage. God had brought them up out of all these things. He placed them in a place over there that was plentiful. He placed them in a good land with plenty to eat, nice places to live. He gave them everything they could need in that day of the hour over there that they was over there. And I got to thinking today about us today. There was a talking about where's our shout anymore. There was talking about where's our praise unto God. Where's our faithfulness? Hey, because if we don't get in our hearts and our minds and realize that it hadn't been for the Lord, we'd be lifting our eyes in hell today. You got a people over here in Jeremiah's day that forgot how they got where they was. I'm afraid we live in a land today that's the same way, ain't you, Rev. Bobby? Sir. We forgot how we got where we're at. And I wondered this morning on my way to church. Not that I was being judgmental towards anybody else, but I was just searching my life. Had we come to church this morning? We drove up in our vehicles. We got up in our nice warm houses this morning. We went in our closet and picked out any outfit we wanted. Went in there and washed with running water inside the house. We looked in our mirrors, we shaved our faces, we dressed ourselves, we ate, we drove down here in our nice vehicles that was able to get us here. We walked in a nice warm church, we sat down on a soft cushy pew. Hey, we sat in here and there ain't been one thing that's been uncomfortable to us this morning in this old natural body. Hey, how many times did we come down here this morning thankful for what we got? No, we took it for granted, I'll guarantee you. The most of us did this morning. We took it for granted. If the temperature was set a little wrong at the house, we got aggravated over some little small something. We forget just how good we've got. And them's the natural things. Them's the natural. These people over here this day and hour, they had everything they wanted, everything they needed. It's living plentifully. You know what stood out to me? He said, thus saith the Lord, what iniquity have your fathers found in me, that they are gone far from me and have walked after vanity and become vain? Neither say they, where is the Lord that brought us out of the land of Egypt? When's the last time you wondered where the Lord was?
We worship everything else in the world.
We're thankful for everything else in the world. When's the last time you wondered where the Lord was? When's the last time you woke up in the middle of the night feeling empty?
When's the last time you've been like I was this morning?
Lord, where are you? Lord, I need a message this morning. Lord, I can't do it on my own. When's the last time you woke up one morning and realized you can't do it on your own? When's the last time you said, God, where are you? I didn't get one thing because I'm good. I ain't got one earthly thing because I deserved it. Lord, where are you?
We sing songs. I just want to thank you, Lord,
for all these good things, for always being there. I just want to thank you. Lord, when I was so down and out, you was right there for me. It ain't hard to get up and sing. But when's the last time you really thanked him?
When's the last time he said testify
and you testified? When's the last time he said, get up in the middle of the night and pray, and you pray? When's the last time he said, turn the TV off and read your Bible? When's the last time you done what he wanted you to do?
What's he ever done wrong to you? When's he ever let you down? When's he ever forsook you?
You know what he said these people down over here, Don? They hewed out their own cisterns. They forsook the fountain of living water. And they turned into something that wouldn't profit. What are you drinking from today?
Where are you drinking from?
You drinking from a broken cistern and you can't never keep it full. You want to know why it's the world is chasing?
Preacher, I didn't think the service was going this way. Well, God knows it was.
Yes. You want to know why people's in here and they're out here? You want to know why they can come in here and slobber all over an altar one Sunday and you not see them again for 10 years? You want to know why it's going on? Hey, because they're drinking out of broken cisterns and they can't never get it full because they're having to put the water in it. We chase everything in this world until we fall over dead in the evening, and it ain't from God. We want it. It ain't that God wants us to have it. We're chasing it.
You know what God wants you to have this morning?
Salvation. And He wants you somewhere where you can worship God and uplift Him.
And He wants you to glorify His name for everything He got.
How many sets of clothes do we need?
I got more vehicles sitting in my driveway than I need.
I'm just telling them. I've got more of everything in this world than I need. When's the last time I said, where are you, Lord? The one that brought me up out of bondage. The one that brought me up out of where I was at. Lord, where are you? I can tell you this morning, I was crying out, Lord, where are you?
You know what He's going to do?
And what He will do, He'll withdraw from you. And He'll let you know just what it's like without Him in. He'll let you know. Well, He won't leave you out there to forsake you. No, if you're a born-again child of God, I promise you, He'll be right close by. But He's going to require you to call out on Him. I got to reading all of this morning about the church in Laodicea over there. I got to thinking about them. Hey, how the Word of God talks about how over there in that day, hey, these people in Jeremiah viewed out cisterns, broken cisterns. You want to know what everybody needs in this life? We all need water. You won't make it just, what, 3 days making something like that? And four at the best. We all need water. And everybody's going to try to find a way to have water. I got to read about that church over at Laodicea. You know what the Lord told them? He said He'd rather you them be cold or hot. He didn't want to look warm. He said, because you'd spew them out. In other words, he didn't want it. That made him sick to his stomach of being halfway. Made him sick to his stomach. All I got to study a little bit on some things I never really dug into about the church over where I lay at the sea. You know about that place just a little bit. I'm just going to tell you just a little bit about it. This was a booming place. They were busy. They were wealthy. They had everything that made you want. They had every natural good. They had a great big city. You go over and look at the ruins of it. It's just amazing. And what they had. Do you want to know what that place was lacking? Water. You know what they didn't have over there? Water. You know what they done? They built these culverts. And they tried to pipe water in. And the water they got a hold of, it was just so stinky and full of minerals, is what they said on what I studied out there. They did all that work to pipe that water into their city, and it wasn't even drinkable. And it would lay out there, and under that ground, and heat up during the day, and by the time it got to them, it was lukewarm. And the Lord was letting them know, because He was telling them something they could relate to. He said, you are to me just like your water is to you. It comes in warm, you can't drink it, and it stinks so bad it makes you want to spew it out. You don't know how we come to church half the time? We come in here so lukewarm. Lord, don't even want nothing He got. We come in here stinking so bad that He wants to spew us out of His mouth. Well, preacher, you're getting mean. No, I ain't bitter. You want to know what? It's just said there a while ago. We're getting down. Time's getting short. We ain't got time, or we ain't to be messing around. We ain't got time to be trying to hang on to the world and give God just a little bit on Sunday morning. Hey, you want to know what we need to be doing? We need to be digging in that book right there, darling. We need to get on our knees. We need to get serious with God. And if we're going to give anybody just a little bit, give our own flesh just a little bit. Just enough to eat and sustain it. To give God anything. Right back there sat the lady who went to church Sunday. Her sister went to church Sunday and come back home and found Mama dead. Wasn't looking for that, was she? You know what you ain't looking for sitting here this morning? Yeah. To die. And you ain't looking for your lost people to die. If you come in here this morning and you hadn't been on your knees this morning, you hadn't been on your knees this week, you hadn't been in that book this week, you hadn't thought enough about nobody but you to get on your knees and call out your lost people's name, I'm going to go ahead and say it, you're selfish. And we care more about ourselves than we do anybody else. Because just as quick as Mary Rice went out here this week, that's how quick your lost people could be gone. That's how quick my lost people could be gone. And we're too busy calling me. We've got too many other important things. Everybody I talk to and invite to church. Hey, preacher, you're starting to meddle. No, I'm not preaching. Everybody I talk to. No, I can't come to church. That's the family at the funeral, Angie, that I talk to. Sorry, but I work all the time. I ain't got time to go. Bless God, we better get time because there's going to be time to die. And that's the beast of judgment. It's what's appointed unto us to die. It's coming. Tommy Crowe's 28-year-old boy went out here this week. And the Lord planned on dying, aren't we? How thankful are you for the blessings God gives you? You're so thankful that you enjoy all of the blessings and never thank Him. You know what the greatest thing I ever got from the Lord was my salvation. It ain't the vehicles, it ain't the house, it ain't the food I eat, it ain't the warm clothes, it ain't none of those things. I'm going again, Darrell. If my house is burnt when I get home and the government takes my land, hey, and I'm living out here under a bridge somewhere with just the clothes I have on my back, bless God, I'm blessed. Hey, I told it just a little bit up at the funeral the other day. Hope that's seen is not hope. I'm glad I got something good going on what this world can see. Old Lazarus, in the Word of God, he looked like he didn't have a thing. That rich man looked like he was doing all right. I promise you this. That rich man lived his eyes in hell in torments. And the angels came. Carried old Lazarus. I don't care if the world don't think I've got much. I'm not out to impress. I'm not out to get right, no. I just want to see how good Jesus is. Without him, yes, I'd be nothing. Without him, I'd be nameless. If it hadn't been for the Lord, Darrell. And I thought a little bit on some things there yesterday. What am I truly thankful for? I looked back over some old pictures yesterday. We looked at Greenville and we cried one day. When my buddy David used to be with us. And we sat around and we looked at this man. My heart, I thought, he'd just be like it one more time. I'd just love it this one more time. You know what I got to rejoice? I said, I'm late. Well, he's gone, preacher. This is gone, and that's changed, and this is going to be different. I'm thankful. You want to know something? There's coming a day. Look through the pictures. It's all our two little boys down there playing in the snow. I miss him. 15 years old and out here to meet the Lord. But you know what? I'm thankful. Hey, Christopher Taylor had a testimony. He may have left here tragically. David Bryson had a testimony. He may have left here tragically. But I'm going to tell you what. We will meet again. One of these days, ain't it? One of these days. No, I ain't going to meet him at the gate. No, they ain't going to be waiting on me. I'm going to tell you one thing. I'll be down at his feet. Thanking him for what he done. I promise you this. Set me right beside me. Glorifying. Giving him praise. Just with me. I'm thankful. We'll be together again. But I'm going to tell you this. If you're lost this morning, you ain't going to be there. You'll lift your eyes in hell. And you won't look over and see a buddy you used to party with. You won't look over and see a friend you used to have. You'll be alone. And you'll be in darkness. And you'll be in torment. And there'll be a place where the flame cannot be quenched. Hey, I'm thankful this morning I can praise him. I'm thankful I can sing the old Larry Sparks. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Hey, but I'm going to tell you something this morning. My heart grieves. Because they some. It won't go there. And while I got time, Barbara Griffin, I will preach till I fall over. You said there's been times you stood there and they hated you. Hey. You mentioned old Jeremiah having a fire set up these bones with you. Let me tell you something about the man named Jeremiah. He preached in a day when nobody heard what he had to say. Hey, but you want to know something? The Lord looked at him over and again and other time. He said, don't you take no thought to their faces. Don't you worry about what they're thinking. I'm standing up here this morning. Worry about if you're happy with me. Worry about if I'm pleasing you. The only thing I'm worried about is just like when Jeremiah said that the word of the Lord came unto the servant Jeremiah. I promise you today there's a message from God that the word of the Lord came to Dave Rice this morning. He said, you better get your house in order. God bless you, everybody you got. What are you doing to thank you? Preacher, I thought something in that plate this morning. I didn't thank you anymore. Pick this book right here and share it. It's better to give than to receive. You know what you'll dig into that right there and God will give you. And you know what you can do? You can turn around and you can give it. And we can pass this around. Andy's here this morning. I promise I can just hold that mic because she's here. The Lord showed me a few things this week while I was thinking about her passing. I remember going down there to Mary's house. Well, God just didn't have nothing down there, ain't you? That ain't trying to be pitiful. It's just the truth. I remember going down there sick one time, and Mary used to laugh about this. And I was sick. I had a stable for that day. She said, "Ain't you hungry?" I said, "I don't feel good, Mary. I'm just a little clever." I said, "I don't want to eat." She said, "You got to eat something." She said, "I'm going to make something that'll make you feel better." She went in there and she said, "I don't remember how many pieces of toast in the oven with some cheese on it, I say, well, boy, that don't sound very good." She brought that up to her me, and I remember the little kid eating that, and I got filled there. I swore Mary Hill made cheese toast. I swore it in. "Do you want me to tell you something?" I still to this day don't know if I was taking her last piece of the bridge. You know what? She loved me enough to go in there to that cupboard. That may have been the last one she had. She loved me enough to feed me. When's the last time you wondered where the boy was? Say, "I just got enough to get me by, preacher. Just give it to the Lord. I promise you it'll keep feeding. You're looking at a 50-year-old, 240-pound man. Mary, give me just a little bit. You help me get on where I'm at today. Just give everything God gives you. Give it back. Thank you. Thank you for what you got. Don't come down here to church on Sunday saying, 'Lord, bless me. Lord, give me, give me, give me.'" I was a kid with my wife yesterday. I said, "That's all I ever hear out of you. Give me, give me. I want, I want, I want." She's not that way, but I'll just aggravate her. But you don't know how we come down to the house of God. "Give me, give me, give me. I want, I want, I want." Hey, how about a few times reaching into what gift you, God give you, and give it back to Him. Hit your feet with a song, with a testimony. Open up the Word of God. Share the Scriptures with somebody. You want to know how to thank Him? It's beautiful. But I'm going to tell you, it ain't just in them words that they was singing out. But it's in the actions.
That's exactly
right. It's in what we do with it. He's going to come back and require something to be done with what He gave you. Not just sitting still, buried it, and sitting on it. That church over at Laodicea, He didn't want nothing to do with them. You want to know why church has changed so much? We've got lukewarm. We ain't worried about being cold. We ain't worried about being hot. This long as we're warm. We come set through the service. About everybody's already figured out where you're eating. You didn't know if you're going to try to get you in an hour and a half, 2 hours and a half. You got all that figured out. Am I lying? You've already thought about it. Have you thought about what God said to stay all day? Have you thought about what He might want you to say tonight? Have you thought about what He might want you to testify before this service is out? Have you wondered, what is the Lord not with the body of Jonathan? Or have you just took for granted all the blessings He gave you? I'm afraid a lot of times all we do is worry about what we get out of it. We don't want to get scared. We don't want to have to stand. We don't want, and we sit back and we say,
I just ain't that kind of person. It's hard for me. Yeah, it's hard for me too. And no, I ain't that kind of person. But you want to know something? God saved me down, and He put that greater spirit in me than it was in the world. I couldn't help it. I remember sitting there in my little Baptist church, scared to death, just a 12-year-old boy in that church down there, and all the people that were sitting in there, and God going, "Stand and say you're glad you're saved." Me sitting there sweating. Just stand up and tell them you're glad you're saved. Me sitting back there going, "I can't. What if I say something wrong? What if I do something wrong? We've been in church for years. I've just been saved. What if I'm wrong? What if I do this? What if I do that?" And before I know it, I was on my feet saying, "I'm glad I'm saved." I was thinking just a little too much. He who delivered me, same one that saved me. You know who will deliver you? If you're born again, the same one that saved you. If you're lost, He'll deliver you unto salvation. I'm glad I'm saved this morning. Yes. We got to sing a song one after another the other day. But I lay these burdens out. And Lord, my soul, I'm flooded. It's coming today, Bobby. Don't worry with this no more. It's coming today when I lay these burdens down. It's coming today when I want to take another funeral. It's coming today when I want to watch another person with cancer. It's coming today when there won't be another lost person going to heaven. But I'm going to tell you this. When that day comes, all those that we've been praying for, if they ain't made it in, they're going to heaven. And while there's breath in my body, while there's still strength to go, I'm going to look forward. And I'm going to say, "I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord." When the doors is open, I'm going to be happy. I'm going to be glad. Why? Because that's another opportunity. Darrell said this morning, there's hope. As long as there's breath in the body, I've been down, I've been somebody kicking. While they still breath, there's hope. But I'm going to tell you what. Above that, while the drawing spirit of God is there, they still hope. Because He will withdraw. They some turned over to be a reprobate and believe a lie and be dead again. You'll never be drawn again. That's sad. It's sad to have something that everybody needed and want to share it with you. Mary had bread, she gave me something. Church, it's a bride of Christ. We come to God and save our people and put shame on the shame. In Vashti, in the Bible, she was taught to her. She would kill her. Now, she stayed down there. She had everything she wanted. She stayed right there. And she dishonored her. You know what he did? He kept her off. She was never able to get back in the kingdom. We sit around the house and be so thankful for everything we've got. When the Lord says, "Give a little bit of it out, come up here, I want to see it." You sit back on God, you might just get cut off. Never get to enjoy some things. I've been serious in Stonewall Church for a long time now. We read over that 24th Matthew this morning. Do you realize how close we are to beating him? I'm not just talking about me dying, you dying. I'm talking about beating him. I'm talking about the end of everything. I'm talking about all these people that go around worshiping the things of this world. I'm talking about everything. They have a tree out there that they want to yell and cry over and mourn for it because a lot of it came down. He's going to burn. Everything that man's got his trust in, hot rod and rod, the best gun in the gun safe. Everything we've got, our hope in, will burn. We just keep sucking it in. We keep pouring it into our system. And it makes us happy for a little while. And then that old broken system will let it just leak right on out again. We've got to go put something else in. I'm just preaching this morning. You ever notice some people? They'll be into the lake 1 year, then they're hunters the next year, they've been to the world travelers the next year, and then they bought this, they bought that. You ever notice people like that? Oh, all the time, it's got to be something different, something new. Why? Because it doesn't satisfy. Because the things of this world don't satisfy. Why do you think most of my, and I'm going to go here.
Why do you think most of our addicts in this world,
they start out by smoking a joint? They start out having a beer.
And the next thing you know, they're an alcoholic. And the next thing you know, they're addicted to pain.
Next thing you know, they're shooting their hair. Next thing you know, they're hooked on man. Next thing you know, they're out here and they're doing all kinds of ungodly things, terrible things. Just to support their habit. Why do you reckon that happens?
It starts out trying to pour something in a broken system. And it won't stay in there. It won't keep you happy. It won't make you fulfilled. So you've got to pour something else. And it needs to be more and more and more and more until what? You hear about that in there? It takes you out here. Who you want? Bring them in. Let them down. At least for the lives of men. Because they've tried everything in the world had.
I'm going to tell you, the Lord ain't just something you try. I said that, try Jesus.
He ain't just something you try. He's what you become. If you ever
get hold of Him, I said this the other day, some words I can't remember.
I'm going to say it here. I look like my daddy.
I've got the characteristics of my daddy.
Everybody sees me, they say, Lord, you look like your daddy. Some will say, I can save you, Mom. You know what? You can see you in Don and his boy right here. And as well as you should. You can see you in him. When I got born again, people wouldn't see Jesus. They might look at my own flesh and say, that looks like Jay Dunn, and you act like your mom. In a lot of ways, the way you smile, the way you do this, the way you do that. And I'm going to tell you what they'll see coming from the other side. That born again man looking like Jesus. He won't look like the world. I'm sorry. You may slip up, you may sin, you may fail, but I'm going to tell you this. You know what he told them over there? If you read that in Revelation, he said, as many as I love, I rebuke and I chasten. Be zealous and repent. Naturally, if I got out of line, and I guarantee you, Jeff was the same way as you, but naturally, if I got out of line, my daddy jerked me up. I probably got more footprints on the wall of our well house than I did on the floor because I was running from him. Him holding one arm.
He loved me. Yeah.
He rebuked you. You know what will happen to you? If you get out of line with the Lord, he rebuked you because he loves you. Not because he is. He didn't keep me out of the house.
No.
Good Father, to love. And when they say it hurts me more than it hurts you, that's a couple of times I still question. That's a natural thing. I'm going to tell you something. It hurts the Lord. How bad did it hurt me, Lord? You know what it took to be the same? You had to be the same as God. He had to give something perfect for something. Filthy, rotten, and nasty. He had to give something innocent for something guilty. It hurt him more than it ever hurt you. He had to see pain on the cross. He had to hear something.
Imagine that some of the most awful ungodly sinners in this world try to give
something so precious as your child. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When was the last time you leave that house? When's the last time you looked around and said, Lord, where are you?
When's the last time you failed us?
I remember preaching a message not long ago when they went down and they left Jesus with his little boy
down there at the temple. And they didn't even realize he was gone until they'd been got way down the road.
When's the last time you remember where he was? That might be the thing, probably. Lord, buddy, wind every bit of this up and call us out here. Have you done everything you could do for your lost?
And lost person, are you ready? Father, he always says it's kind of like when there's a little boy playing hide and seek. Daddy or not, here I come. And when whoever it was got done counting,
whether you was here or not, it's coming out. I'm going to tell you what,
the Lord ain't trying to sneak up on you. And he's given plenty of time. You ever played that game and somebody will count out loud? And you know what number they're supposed to count to. You know. And when they hit that number, you know they're coming.
You've had time to hide. The Lord has told us everything we have to take place, it's all going to take place. There's nothing holding them back but the grace of the Lord that He has for us today.
And it'll be ready or not. Here I come. It might meet you going down the road today. It might meet you stepping out of a pew. But if you don't come to meet Him,
you'll live out your life.
But I promise you this, if you come, you'll be here. He's waiting for you.
He's been calling names for a while.
That's what the Lord gives us. I love you.